outcome for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Want to impress your tailgating pals at the game? Feed them from the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. Steaks, brats, chicken, and select seafood. They have what you need. 654-2333. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson. For only $75,807, you could own a new medium-duty Isuzu FTR with a 24-foot van body from Christopher Trucks. It includes a 5-year extended engine and emissions warranty, and for no additional cost, oil changes for 2 years or 60,000 miles. Christopher Trucks and Isuzu, the industry leaders. Christopher Trucks, White Horse Road at I-85, 269-2131. Contact Christopher Trucks for details or see them online at ChristopherTrucks.com.
The Cat Bus is on us. In case you didn't know, Cat Bus is free to ride. That means you save money by not driving to downtown Clemson for dining or shopping. Did we mention saving money by not having to pay to park? How about the hassle of getting in and out of downtown Clemson with the road construction? The Cat Bus is on us. The free-to-ride Cat Bus is for anyone, from students to retirees. Take Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat or some shopping with downtown merchants and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
Thanksgiving can be crazy enough with all the food, all the games, and your drunk uncles. Reuben's in Powdersville can help with some of that with their mouth-watering smoked spiral hams or delicious smoked turkeys, just $49.99 each. Call ahead and have Reuben's take care of your main course. If you're having a party at the office or at home and need catering, Reuben's is here for you no matter the size. Reuben's, Highway 81, Powdersville, just off 153. Call 509-6312.
Monday for $6.99. You know, Ron, I've been doing this for years and I still can't figure it out. They never raise the price. I mean, $6.99 burrito chips, sauce, and a drink. Those are 1980s prices. But on a Moe's Monday, you can still walk into any Moe's around the upstate. There are not 12 of them. And for $6.99, you can have people yell at you, "Welcome to Moe's." You feel better about yourself, and then you feel even better when you get the greatest deal of all time. 20-plus fresh ingredients, salsa made in-house. With football season here, who better to cater your tailgate than Moe's? It's a great tailgating option. And there's great news. The new steak and queso trio. New sirloin steak burrito, bowl, or quesadilla, topped with 2 times the queso. There's a brand new Moe's with new decor. Brand new Moe's logo. It's the coolest store ever. 449 East Main Street in Spartanburg. Get out there to see it. You Spartanburg people should be there already. 12 Moe's locations to serve you. You know, Ramona, I heard a commercial the other day, you know, because I'm a creature of habit, you know, and I get the same thing every time I go. I get the chicken homewrecker. But I heard a commercial that we ran the other night for Moe's where they had some buffalo chicken deal.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I want that. I have not tried that. I want to expand my horizons. I want to try that.
Welcome to Moe's!
As soon as possible. Right. Welcome to Moe's. All right. Let me get to the phones. Again, still to come, outrageous moments in history. Clemson men's basketball coach Brad Brownell and the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them games, and there is a game in that contest tonight. Also, we have an NFL game, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns. Really interesting game. You know, Mike Tomlin takes all this heat in Pittsburgh. He's now a candidate for NFL Coach of the Year. I mean, that's going to be a tough competition because there are 6-7 guys, including guys like Gruden and Harbaugh and, you know, Shanahan and, you know, and others. Maybe Frank Reich. I mean, but I think certainly one of the candidates for NFL Coach of the Year right now has to be Mike Tomlin. I mean, he's basically without his three biggest weapons from the last few years, and that team has won, what, 5 straight now? And look, that's going to be an interesting game with Cleveland. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about that and what exactly the Steelers are going to try and do with Baker Mayfield. And do they need to try and do anything? Ethan Badger, Mike Troy. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What they need to do is they just need to let Baker throw it, and they'll be fine if you're Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, what they're going to try and do is they're going to try and confuse him. They're going to try and keep him in the pocket. They don't want him leaking out to the right. He's at his best when he leaks out of the pocket to the right. He has, I think it's been demonstrated this year that as a still young quarterback with, at times, I think, crazy eyes, he has a tendency to be confused by lots of teams that show multiple coverage looks. I think the Steelers are going to try and do a little bit of all that tonight.
Agreed. What I wanted to get in to about tonight, Walt, is the Arkansas coaching debacle that we have right now. How much have you paid attention to Louisiana Tech this season, Walt?
I paid attention to them. I pay attention to everything, right? Ethan. Well, you know, I think you know that.
Their last loss, I do know that. Their last loss was to Texas, correct?
Their last loss was to Texas. I guess that's right.
Yeah, they've been pretty good this season. They just beat North Texas. I think they're the favorite to win Conference USA right now. Skip Holtz has that thing chugging right along. A good defense and a very fun offense. An offense that is very focused on, like, using a fullback in that old-style fullback way. That fullback is really good. He puts his helmet down and puts it into the chest of somebody else and knocks them over and goes forward for as many yards as they need. Their quarterback is good. He's got a great long ball. He drops it right in there. And it's an offense that I think is designed to punish all these teams that are now we have a spread offense, but I think we have a lot of spread defenses almost is what I would sort of describe it as. It's meant to counter the spread. This offense that Skip Holtz has is meant to counter that. Now, there is the obvious connection to Arkansas with his dad. I think you could get boosters behind that. And I think Arkansas needs to be something different on these teams' schedules. You have pretty much 4 guaranteed losses in the SEC West. You need to turn one of those into a win at least once every other year. And if you're a team that these teams have to now go and prepare for because they are showing you something different, it gives you some sort of advantage. Arkansas has to do something different. And I think this offense that Skip Holtz runs at La Tech could potentially work in the SEC to get them more wins than Chad Morris has gotten anyway. So I just wanted your thoughts on that and what you thought.
Well, I mean, you might win more games than Chad Morris did. I don't know, Ethan. I just wonder, is Skip Holtz a name that's going to excite and unify that fan base? Because, I mean, they're just dead right now. I don't know. I don't know that Skip Holtz has enough juice to do that. Furthermore, normally when a team moves away from like an offensive spread disciple, they don't choose another guy who runs, has run similar concepts in the past. I'm just not sure. I think that, you know, we've seen Arkansas try multiple approaches in recent years. None of them have worked. The Bielma approach, the Bielma approach actually worked better than
the Alabama-Bama.
Right, exactly right. He tried to out Bama-Bama, and in a way, it worked. I mean, you know, they were under Bielma, they were always very competitive. They would just always lose. You know, they'd play these teams tough. They'd play them physically. In some cases, they'd beat them up, but they just didn't win enough. So I'm not exactly sure what the recipe for winning at Arkansas is right now. I'm not sure there is one.
If you gave it to me, I'm running the triple option.
I've heard people suggest that. I've heard people suggest Paul Johnson needs to go to Arkansas. You know, I don't know.
I love that. I love it. Or, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I don't know what you have to lose because, you know, I mean, we've heard the Mike Leach name.
You literally can't lose anything more.
Right. We've heard the Mike Leach name again, and that might work to a degree. But I don't know if. Look, I think Mike Leach is a way better coach than people understand. I mean,
he's a great coach, but I don't know how that translates into the SEC. I could be completely wrong.
Well, again, you just said you need a
Mike Leach fits a culture also.
But you need a different approach.
Jerry Jones getting into it.
Yeah, but you just said you need a different approach.
It has to be something different. But I just, you know, Skip Holtz, there's a connection there, and he's shown some success. He can't go back to the state of Florida. He's damaged goods there, but, you know, something.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
Anyway, that's all I got, Walt.
Good job. Yep, interesting idea. Badger, Mike, and Troy. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, appreciate you getting in, as always.
Hey, I would have called yesterday, but I was on a doctor's ordered load management timeout, so I couldn't call in.
I like it.
You know, I got to save myself for the playoffs. I mean, you know, so I'm just hanging out with Kyrie playing Call of Duty. And
yeah, there you go.
It was a good time. All right, so I wanted to ask you about this Wisconsin-Nebraska thing coming up this Saturday. I know that Nebraska has been underperforming, very disappointing team this year so far. But what I don't know, and I know that you have the sickness, so you know these things, have they turned things around? Has Taylor Martinez starting to live up to his potential? Do I have to worry about this game or no?
Look, he's playing better, but this isn't a good football team. And in fact, you know, on the coach's hot seat list for this week, they have Scott Frost at number 3. Now, I don't believe that at all. All right, I don't believe that Nebraska has any intent of firing Scott Frost in the short term. In the short term, meaning the next couple of years. But just the fact that somebody thinks that is demonstrative of what type of year Nebraska has had. And no, I don't think there's any instant remedy for it. I think that they're just not a good football team. I would be shocked if
Nebraska has a proud tradition of football excellence, and the way fans are today, they expect instant success, total success. If you don't do that, you got to go, and all that kind of stuff. So no, I understand what you're saying. I can see fans starting websites saying fire Lincoln Riley today or .com or whatever. But
they've lost four of their last five.
Yeah, they're not good.
I mean, they lost 48-7 to Ohio State. They lost 34-7 to Minnesota, 38-31 to Indiana, and 31-27 to Purdue. So the last couple of games have been closer, but I just don't see how they're going to hold up to Jonathan Taylor and your run game. You had those couple tough games, but you know, you beat Iowa this past week, and I think that makes you feel better. I mean, I think Wisconsin beats Nebraska easily.
Well, they have a history of beating down Nebraska.
Yeah.
I think they've only lost to Nebraska once.
Yeah.
Out of 8 times or something like that.
I think you'll beat them down again. You know, it'd probably be like
in Lincoln, a beatdown.
Yeah, 31-10.
They're, 13.5-point favorites at this point?
Yeah. I'll say you lay them. I'll say like 31-10.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll help Badger Mike not be so despondent. that'll be good for my psyche.
There you go. All right. We aim to please Mike.
Yes, you do. I want to ask you one other question.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Giannis and his need to develop an intermediate jump shot.
Yep.
And I don't know, has he done that? I haven't watched any of these games. I know they're 8-3.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a little better in that regard. He's clearly worked at it. You know, I want to see him continue to work at that because I think I think that's the key. I think as that area of his game, look, when they went head-to-head with Toronto, the clear distinction in that game was that Kawhi Leonard could make a jump shot and Giannis couldn't. And obviously Leonard is a much more seasoned player. But what was also so notable when you saw him on the court together was how much bigger Giannis was than Kawhi Leonard. All the things that make Kawhi Leonard such a great player, Giannis seems to have the potential to go beyond that because, you know, he's just 2 inches taller and his arms are that much longer. I mean, he has the longest arms I've ever seen, along with Kevin McHale maybe. And he's so ridiculously athletic that as that area of his game continues to improve, defending him will become impossible. I mean, I see MVPs in his future, and should he stay in Milwaukee, I think the Bucks are going to win NBA titles again.
He's freakishly physical too, man.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Doesn't avoid contact at all. No. He goes right after people. So you got Giannis, you got Lopez, and you got Middleton. They really didn't make any moves in the offseason.
No.
So what are they going to have to do to push themselves over the top? They're going to have to make some trades here.
Yeah, I think they're certainly going to have to do something. And if for no other reason than to placate Giannis, because Giannis said recently that it's the first time he said this, basically that he'd like to stay in Milwaukee, but it's basically going to depend on what they do. And that's the first time I've heard him sort of touch that subject. So, yeah, I think some moves. I think another shooter, but I think certainly some moves. Another versatile wing to replace the loss as well. Hey, Mike, Ramona's giving me the sign.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Troy is up first. We're going to get to him as soon as we come back because I just be cutting him short. So it's Troy, Jody, Troy, Georgia Tech, Mike, and Jody. Hey, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Look, they have an incredible offer, but you have to listen up now. Are you tired of your worn-out glasses? Do you think you need an updated prescription? Westminster Vision in Pendleton can help you with all of your vision needs. Come rake in the savings at our Fall for Frames trunk show on December 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're located at Highway 76 right across from the QT. Frames and lenses will be buy one, get one 50% off all day long. Pop a balloon on our balloon wall for additional savings. Just by stopping in, you'll be entered into a raffle for a chance to win prizes, including a free pair of glasses or a gift card. Call 864-654-3535, 654-3535 with questions or to set up an appointment. Walk-ins are always welcome, though. Start the holidays off right with fresh new eyes. We can't wait to meet you again. The special Fall for Frames Trunk Show, November 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You will not want to miss it at Westminster Vision in Pendleton. All right, quick break. We'll get to your calls on the other side.
Hey, guys, are you noticing less energy, weight gain, or poor performance in the bedroom? Odds are you might have low T. Come into Low Country Male today and get tested and get your life back. For just $200 a month, our medical team will have you feeling like a new man. Our concierge plans include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We also treat ED with a huge selection of medication, advanced treatments like the P-Shot and shockwave therapy. Come see us in our new Greenville location or visit us online at lowcountrymale.com.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Anderson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your own EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of convenient game day rental packages and free demos available, too. Don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson. Tiger Boulevard, across from Publix. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans, with tons of new designs each year. Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
There's home improvement, then there's life improvement. Enjoy family moments with propane gas logs and experience a warm glow with no mess at the push of a button. With propane appliances, you can also enjoy endless hot water with propane water heaters, precision cooking, a hotter, more efficient dryer, and an outdoor living room with fire pits and heaters. Not just home improvement, life improvement. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with purchase of gas logs or fireplace from Blossman Gas. See stores for details.
You've never seen subcompacts as versatile as these. Meet the multitasking Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series tractors, available at Powell Tractor. These easy-to-drive tractors are the perfect all-around machine for everyday jobs, from yard work and property maintenance to chores around the barn. And they're available now with 0% financing for 84 months with zero down, plus cash rebates. Get your new Massey Ferguson subcompact tractor now at Powell Tractor in Westminster.
Stadiums are getting ready for football. Food stands are being stocked. Fans are planning their tailgates. What you don't realize is that most of these things have come from a warehouse where they've been lifted, loaded, and stored by one of G&W's equipment's forklifts. G&W is the upstate's authorized dealer for CAT, Mitsubishi, and Jungheinrich forklifts, including parts, service, and rentals. G&W offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. To learn more, go to gwequip.com. Go Tigers!
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Yeah, a little Boston. We are back. How about this from the Atlanta Braves? Braves press release. The Atlanta Braves today signed left-handed pitcher Will Smith to a three-year contract worth $39 million with a 2023 club option for $13 million. Smith, 30, saved 34 games for the Giants last year, going 6-0 with a 2.76 ERA in 63 games. The 6'5", 248-pound native of Noonan, Georgia, fan 96 batters, walked 21, allowed opponents to hit just 196 against him as he made his first All-Star team. He limited left-handed hitters to a 157 average and two extra base hits all season. Smith began working out of the bullpen full-time in 2014 with the Brewers. Since that season, lefties 12.26 Ks per nine inning rate is the fourth best in baseball amongst left-handed relievers. So a really big signing for the Atlanta Braves. Left-handed closer Will Smith from the Giants. You have to like that move. I saw Brad Sinkiff retweet this. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me get back to the phones. Still lots to get to. Clemson men's basketball coach Brad Brunell at 605. Roadrageous moments in history that you will not want to miss. And the Carolina Lions Bank. You pick them contest. Let me remind you, tomorrow I will be out at George Coleman Ford in Traveler's Rest. We'll have free Papa John's pizza, drinks, ice cream, all that. Bring the neighbors, bring the kids. Come on out. Troy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Troy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Two quick things. I was trying to holler at you the other day about watch Georgia's first basketball game. Have you seen Ant-Man play basketball yet?
I have. Yeah, I mean, I think there's some promise.
I love watching the game. Folks, y'all should treat yourselves. Watch this kid play the game. I like him as a player because for the same reason I like LeBron, because he gets his within the context of the game. There's certain players that get theirs, but they get theirs at the expense of everybody else on the floor. Those players I don't like. But you have guys like this who play within the context of the game. When they have the ball in their hands, they always make the right play. And they're just so talented and so good that by the end of the game, you look up and you're like, wow, the kid's got 25 points. And, and just does it quietly within the context of the game, not having to shoot the ball 50 times to get his 25.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. But at the same time, you were a big time fan of Allen Iverson once upon a time.
Yeah, but Allen Iverson didn't have anybody to pass the ball to.
That's a fair point.
Allen Iverson is my favorite player, period.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fair point. Hey,
he never had anybody to give the ball to.
No, and he
if you watch the way he plays, but back to the Georgia, if Nicholas Claxton had stayed, I'm not saying Georgia's got a great team or is going to do anything because honestly, we can't rebound. We have a huge hole in the middle. If Nicholas Claxton had come back, then we've got Ant-Man. We've got a kid named Sevier Wheeler at point guard, who's extremely fast, scorer as well. And those three would really have a dangerous football team if Claxton had come back. But I'm glad he went to the NBA. I wish him well. But timing is everything, and it's just like, man, if we could have had those three players together,
you're right. Edwards has been, he's been sensational thus far, and he's, I think isn't he like 25 a game or something? And as you say, he's getting it within the realm of the offense, and he does a little bit of everything too. So he's a guy who involves other people. He rebounds the ball. 6'5", athletic type guy. He does a little bit of everything. Yeah, he's been. He's been incredible thus far, and he's just scratching the surface. So, Georgia basketball might get entertaining.
All right, now on to football quickly, just for the game this weekend. Look, I think this is – I wanted to say this before the game. I think this is like the put-up or shut-up game for James Coley. I think we scored like 40 points on Auburn on basically the exact same defense. I understand they're a little better at home, and I understand it's a little more challenging on the road. But if we go out there and slog around and put, let's say we put 15 points on the board because we kick field goals all day, this is the game I'm looking at to say, okay, through the whole season you could say that the problems with the offense, you had things that you could blame, in particular the receivers not having experience. By this point of the year, if you're saying, well, the offense isn't good because we just don't have any real good receivers, why weren't you developing them? By this point, you should have solved some of these problems. If you haven't solved some of the problems that you had earlier in the year by this point in the year, let's face it, if it was another team and we had zero talent, you could say, well, no matter what the coaches do, these guys that suck will still suck. No matter how much you coach them, they'll still suck. But we have guys that are highly rated guys, that are guys that everyone says has talent. And when talent meets coaching, it provides production. So if this talent has met some coaching, I expect to see some production this weekend. I'm not saying we got to score 50. I'm simply saying that I would like to see, I've tried to be supportive and keep my mouth shut, and I don't want to be one of these fans that overreact. I was never one of these people that was like, oh, we got to get rid of Chaney, because I didn't think Chaney was all that bad. I never want to get rid of Bobo. I never thought Bobo was all that bad. So I've never been one of these people, and we've talked.
Yep.
I'm not one of these people jumping up and down screaming about the offensive coordinator every time we don't score, every time we have the ball. But I'm simply saying that I've been watching this year, and I've been waiting, and I would like to see – some sign of moving forward this weekend, because Georgia has a lot of big goals, and we can't accomplish those goals unless the defense is doing their part.
Yeah.
They're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you said. I think
we got to get the offense in gear.
Right. I don't disagree with anything you said. I think the possible break on the system is Coley. I'm not a fan of Coley. I never have been. I made that clear before the year. And I think there's ample evidence this year of why I wasn't a fan. So I think you're right. By this point of the year, with the amount of talent that Georgia has, and there is some talent at receiver. Heck, one of the guys came with Coley, which is Cager. And, you know, and when he's on the field, he's a weapon at 6'5". But yeah, I think you're 100% right. If you come out of this game and you score 17 points and you wind up losing 20-17, I think it goes directly to him, and I think you'll have to look to replace him.
Yeah, I'm still on his side. I'm reserving judgment
right
till end of game this weekend. And I wanted to say it before the game so it doesn't sound like sour grapes
right
afterwards.
Right, right. Well, I got you, Troy. You're in.
Take care.
Not you're on record. Seat. Thank you. Same here, Troy. Yeah. You know, I just looked up Anthony Edwards' stats. I thought he was like 25 points a game. He's averaging 26.5 points a game. 26.5 points a game, 7 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Not bad. Not bad for Frosh. Pretty solid. Mike, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Hall. Hall's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Hall. They're just special. I mean, their staff is trained in specific makes. That means when one of our tech services, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, you'll have someone with expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issue. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. See, this is the other part. They have all Hunter machinery. I mean, they have all the very top-of-the-line equipment. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty nationwide. So if you move out to California, we still stand behind our services. They give you honest estimates. One of our service advisors will always go line by line with any recommended work we suggest and let you know the urgency behind any repairs. So in other words, you know, if there's something that they're recommending, but they don't think you need to do it now, they'll say, you know, maybe you need to do this in 3 months or 6 months or whatever. They'll let you know. At First Class Hall, how about this? Even the oil changes are special. There's not any average oil change. They provide services at First Class Hall that go way beyond any typical oil change. We test drive your vehicle before and after. Our master tech will rotate your tires. This service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. 3, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We often see other people glance at brakes. We believe it's vital to take the tires off and measure your brakes so we can properly evaluate your vehicle. 4, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. You get all this with an oil change. We believe in complete and honest service. That's why at First Class Hall, we do oil changes right. Go see them today. You'll thank me later. First Class Hall in Greenville and Anderson. Call them. Tell them I sent you. Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. This is probably not an area I should be talking about, but it just shocked me, this new president of South Carolina's statement that Muschamp is my coach through the end of the season. And I read on into the article, and he's being very specific about problems in football. It sounds like he's more of an athletic director than the school president. Is this normal?
I don't know if it's normal, but it may be normal for him because he's done something similar elsewhere. So I don't think this bodes really well for Muschamp. I mean, even after the App State game, I was of the opinion that Muschamp would definitely be back for another year. After reading the article that you cite, I'm not sure that's the case at all. I mean, if I was betting today, if you gave me $1,000 and you said you can bet either Muschamp returns or he doesn't, well, you know, if you'd asked me a few days ago, I would have put the $1,000 on returns. If you asked me today, I'd probably put it on he's gone.
Well, the other thing, he's a retired lieutenant general.
Right.
And he was formerly at Army. Do you think Paul Johnson might be in the mix with him?
Well, I don't know, but I know this. See, I think his military background, you know, it's funny. You know, I have a deep and abiding appreciation of all military people, and as such, I've had lots of chances to speak to officers of various types and rank. And one of the common threads is they don't accept mediocrity. They don't. It's just it's built in to who they are. They don't want to hear any of this. You can't or why you haven't. And they're not interested in excuses and they're not interested in any of that. You need to produce. And if you don't produce, they're going to get rid of you. I mean, you know, Buddy Brooks, who has passed, who was a personal friend of mine, and a friend of the show, and a military man, you know, Buddy, and I wish I could remember his exact words, but it always had to do with firing people, you know, and the gist of it was, and this wasn't related to football, it was related to life. And the gist of it was, if you're going through life every single day where you're asking yourself as somebody who's an employer, you know, or an executive, you know, I don't like this person. I don't like what they do. You know, if you're in a constant, never-ending debate about whether you should retain somebody, the answer is easy. You should have fired them long ago, because the daily headache that they give you and not producing what you're looking for never goes away. It never goes away. The only way to free yourself of that and to change direction is to make change. And so, you know, these kind of guys and women, they're no nonsense. They're no nonsense. I think most of them may be done.
Yeah, I would, any of the coaches there, he's going to go over them and be very a hard man to please. I think.
Yeah.
That may be good for Carolina. One other thing, while Armandine Brown at Georgia Tech has been a bright spot this season.
Yes.
And he's closing in on Calvin Johnson's touchdown record as a freshman.
Yep.
Have you had occasion to watch him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, special player, a slot receiver type, 5'10", little guy, but unbelievably explosive, great short area quickness, dangerous as a returner. Really dangerous in space. Yeah, he's been one of the highlights, I think, of the Georgia Tech season, no question.
I think the quarterback just throws it and he tracks it down.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a special talent. He's a special talent.
You think he'll be all ACC in a couple of years?
I do. Yeah, I think he's. I think he is tracking in that direction. Yep.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you, Mike. Yep, you're 100% right. Yeah, the Brown kid is unique. They loved him coming in, and he has he's really demonstrated why. Let me tell you about my bookie. The NFL season's underway. It's time to bet, win, get paid at mybookie.ag. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. Some guy last week, I saw somewhere, won $350,000 at one of the hotels on a 5-team parlay. In fact, I know he took Minnesota. I believe he took the over in that game. I don't remember what the other picks were, but I saw it. But if that's a way to go, and there's no better place to get engaged than at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag has more odds, more prop bets than any other sports book. Absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now. MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. Don't go play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best. Mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.ag. Quick break.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on clemsontigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson Women's Basketball for some great family fun, and we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey guys, are you noticing less energy, weight gain, or poor performance in the bedroom? Odds are you might have low T. Come into Low Country Male today and get tested and get your life back. For just $200 a month, our medical team will have you feeling like a new man. Our concierge plans include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We also treat ED with a huge selection of medication, advanced treatments like the P-Shot and shockwave therapy. Come see us in our new Greenville location or visit us online at lowcountrymale.com.
My Garage by Essex. Precision from A to Z. We aim to please. We specialize in European as well as maintenance on Asian and domestic vehicles. We use quality parts and perform quality service. Visit 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 633-5800.
Welcome to Moe!
Hungry and in a hurry? Then get off your app and get on ours. Order everything from burritos and bowls to tacos and stacks on the Moe Southwest Grill app. Anything you pick is full of fresh and flavorful ingredients, like proteins that we grill every hour, over 35 pounds of tomatoes that we dice every single morning, and seasonal salsas that are made in-house. Just order ahead on the Moe's app in just a few taps. Then skip the line, pick up your meal, and eat it at home or in the office, or in your car in the parking lot. No judgments here, just convenience.
Searching for something extra special for the food lover on your list? How about this super cheesy gift idea? The Tastes of Clemson Blue Cheese Cookbook, available on Amazon. Throughout much of the South, Clemson means football. But to the Tiger faithful, Clemson also stands for its signature blue cheese. Developed on campus, perfected on campus, and still made on campus. Clemson Blue Cheese, voted America's number one college-made blue cheese. We hope it's a winner at your dinner table, too. Order at clemsonbluecheese.com or look for it at your local grocer.
Diamonds and Gold Direct in Anderson has been named Anderson's best jewelry store 5 years in a row. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. See their specials of the month featuring diamonds, emeralds, and cultured pearls. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Tidewater Lumber and Moldings in Greenville is a family-owned business focused on specialty wood products. They use locally sourced wood and mill it to your specifications. Tidewater Lumber is the largest unfinished floor factory in South Carolina. They removed the timber for the Clemson Business School, sawed and dried the timber to create the hardwood flooring, wall paneling, and tabletops. Tree cycling at its best. To learn more, go online at tidewaterlumber.com. Wood products for those who care.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
No one's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse you, mister.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend Greg Wales in Kiwi Financial. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. They provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Look, do you think our economy is headed for a recession? Or do you think we're going to continue down our current strong economic path? Look, regardless of the direction of the country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or for enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age and position in life, we can build a portfolio that fits your current needs and the goals for your future. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? Do you realize there are, you know, like 350 different ways a married couple can begin to take their Social Security benefits? How are you going to navigate that as a layman? You're not. Do you know where and how much income you'll have after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? Look, we strive toward making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. It's my guy, Greg Wales, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive-In. Call him today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll-free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or visit our website at www.kiwifg.com, kiwifg.com. All right, Ramon, I want to start to look at the Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick 'em games.
Okay.
Have the total results been posted as yet? All the picks?
I don't know. I have to look real quick.
You know, because there is a game tonight.
Yes.
There is a game tonight. So, have they been?
Was week 12? I don't think so.
They have not been posted as yet?
What everybody did?
Yeah.
Right. All I see here is week 11.
You know, it's a technicality there. We can't have those games begin. All right. So, what do we have? Let's start at the top.
Okay.
By the way, according to SEC football news, Butch Jones has been linked to the Arkansas job. I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, man. I mean, I just don't see that as an answer to Arkansas. I see that as continuing the futility. Butch Jones has been linked to the Arkansas. Apparently social media not in love with this notion either. Let me see if there are any examples. Well, mostly they're examples of GIFs and that type of thing. some guy named Nick Pruitt, Ramona, in response to that, an Arkansas fan, wrote two things regarding Butch Jones being the candidate for the Arkansas job. He wrote two things. One, no, he's not. Two, I'd kill myself.
Isn't he the guy that lives in basements?
No.
Who's the guy that lives in basements?
Bud Foster.
I get those two mixed up.
Apparently. I'm looking for others. They're mostly GIF meme type responses. All right. So what do you have?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The first game is North Carolina at Pitt, and that's the one that is tonight.
That's tonight.
Right.
Nice cold weather game. No one watching. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the Cleveland Browns tonight. That's not good for business for people attending the Pitt game. So I don't know how many fans Pitt will have in attendance. I don't know how many fans they have, period. But, yeah, stadium is like an hour away. It doesn't help.
Okay. Does that mean you pick Pitt or?
It doesn't mean anything. It's your.
Oh, you're not going to do yours?
I didn't say that, but it's your.
Oh, okay. Well, I pick Pitt. They're a 4-point favorite, and I don't pick North Carolina, remember?
So, why is that?
I don't like North Carolina.
Do you know that? Are you aware that North Carolina has beaten Pittsburgh every single year that Pittsburgh has been in the ACC?
No, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Pitt entered in 2013, I believe, and has lost every single game to North Carolina.
Well, so they're due, isn't that what
Well, no,
say?
That's not. No, no. They're due is a strategy that losers employ. When something
I guess I'll lose that.
Well, when something is in motion, it tends to stay in motion. But there is a unique element of it. North Carolina has won six straight games against Pittsburgh. None of them have been more than have been by more than 7 points. None have been by more than 7 points. In fact, the last 3 years, the total margin of victory for North Carolina over Pittsburgh is 7 points. They've beaten them the last three years by a combined total of 7 points, 3-3-1 in some order, whatever the order is. Uh-huh. So North Carolina wins every single time they play Pittsburgh, but every single time it's incredibly close.
Okay, well, then I got a shot still.
Yeah. I also took Pittsburgh.
Well, see, you go through all that, criticizing my pick, and then
you
say
criticize your pick.
Only losers would take that.
I'm speaking in facts. I'm speaking in facts about
only losers would pick. That's not a fact.
I didn't say only losers would pick Pitt. That's not what I said. I didn't say only losers would pick.
Well,
Pitt.
You said something out of fact. Sure you did.
No, it was nothing.
And then you
like
go
that.
On and on and on. And then you go, I pick Pitt.
I pick Pitt, schmuck. So why would I say that, something schmuck. Like that? No, I didn't say anything like that. As usual.
Well,
you know,
it was your tone. Let's put it that way.
The tone. Now it's the tone.
Oh yeah. It's always your tone.
Look, I think that the danger in this game for Pittsburgh is that they don't score. And
well, yeah, you can't win if you don't
and
score.
North Carolina,
that's a good point.
North
there,
Carolina
Walt.
Can score.
Great analysis.
Hey, listen, ravioli-o breath. Let me explain something to you. There's a common theme.
You score more points than you give up.
Yeah, that was Otis Ambush. By the way, I've seen him at Twin Peaks a couple times recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, Otis. We had the famous clip from Otis. If you score more points than you give up,
I think it's what he said. The other way around. It might have been give up more points than you score.
Yeah. In any case, there's a common theme in this week's games to me. In the majority of the games, the home team is the better defensive team, the road team, the better offensive team. And that's what you have here. North Carolina is the better offensive football team. They have more juice. They have the better quarterback and Howell. There's reason to believe that the way Pittsburgh has been playing, that North Carolina can just outscore them. That, you know, it could be that Pittsburgh just can't match their offense. The reason I picked Pitt here, there are a couple reasons. One, I think Pittsburgh has elite receivers. I think North Carolina has had trouble covering people. Kenny Pickett has played much better football this year. They're a pass-first football team. But the biggest reason that I like Pitt in the game is that Pittsburgh leads the nation with 40 sacks. And Sam Howell has been affected by pass rush this year. At times he wants to abandon the pocket under duress. And I think you have a cold weather game. And now I will say this, the way Pittsburgh plays man coverage and they'll press up and they're very handsy, extremely handsy. And Howell has the arm and weapons on the outside to take some shots down the field against one-on-one coverage. Look, I think it's an interesting game. I really do. I expect a highly competitive game. I think it's a 24-21 type game. But I'm going with Pitt. I've been on Pitt a lot. I think that I still think they're the best team top to bottom in the Coastal. They have some weaknesses. They don't run the ball with nearly the efficiency that they ran a year ago. They're more of a pass first team now. And obviously we're going to have a cold weather game, which might affect throwing, might affect catching, when the weather gets cold. And I think perhaps even more so for North Carolina. So we'll see. I like Pitt. I'm going with Pitt in the game. All right.
Okay, the next one is Indiana at Penn State. I took Penn State. Penn State's a 14-point favorite.
Yeah.
Now, last week I didn't go by the favorites. So I'm going to try to go by the favorites this week.
Last week, you tied for the top mark with me and 17 other
people. I know, but I only went 6-4.
Last week was a really difficult week. I mean, there were upsets. There were major upsets. It wasn't that you failed to go with the favorites. In fact, you lost because you did go with the favorites.
Not all of them, I didn't. Well, I got LSU and Alabama right.
But you went with some favorites that cost you. For example, you went with Penn State, that loss. You went with Fresno State, that loss. Yeah. By the way, who had Minnesota and Utah State? Only person in the contest with both of those, me. But I missed on a couple others that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you tied. Well, you're tied with me.
Yeah.
How's it feel? How's it feel to be tied with somebody the Chef Boyardee? Does it bother you? Does it make your skin crawl?
How does it feel to be tied with somebody you eat Chef Boyardee? You're not eating that since you told me about that story. That's a good point. I'm going to kick your A this week. That's a good point. Yeah. Although we may pick the same team as we apparently just did.
I hope not. I don't like when we pick the same team.
I don't like it either. All right, go ahead.
The next one is Navy at Notre Dame.
Oh, we didn't touch on Penn State, Indiana. Well, so you took Penn State.
Yes, I did.
I also took Penn State. As I said before, though, you know, this game now falls in this category that from a gaming standpoint, you degenerates who became a little too demanding, and so you're not getting any more free picks. But you degenerates, spread picks.
Yeah.
The one guy on my Twitter page was like, "Where the F are the picks?"
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, I don't work for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't work for you.
Really? So, yeah, I don't like that kind of treatment either.
Right. So there are no more picks.
Trust me.
You know, a few bad apples ruin it for a few. Ruin it for everybody. But in any case, from a degenerate standpoint, I've had this theory for 20 years that's like 90% accurate, which is a team that believes themselves to be in playoff contention.
And I thought of that, right. But then I thought, well,
right. You can't you can have both sides here. All right. In other words, a team that believes themselves to be in playoff contention and then loses unexpectedly invariably flatlines the next week. So I have no doubt that Penn State is going to play a flat game. And that they're not going to cover that spread. The question is, will they get beaten again? I don't think so. I think they still have enough talent that they're just better than Indiana. But what you can look for in this game is another game that leads people to question Penn State, even though they'll be judging it unfairly. I think what you're going to see is Penn State wins this game like 31-20 and maybe looks like they're in trouble for a while, but eventually probably wins. But doesn't cover the number. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Hey, look, beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid the longer lines in the future. Look, I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, social security card, 2 proofs of address. You get in, you get out, you get it done. It's just the way to go. I mean, you know, if you wait, I know it still seems like it's a ways away, but it isn't. I mean, it's, you know, we're less than a year now. And trust me, that's going to go by before you know it. Don't wait until the end when everybody has to do this. Go do it now. Get it done. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. It's the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, and it is your Gold Star ID. Get it. Clemson coach Brad Brownell next.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Join the Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter and Rivers Whitmire Realty. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, only on the Roar.
The new 2020 bat arrivals are here at First Team Sports. First Team Sports is the only place in the upstate you can try out your bat before you buy it. See your exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of hit with Rapsodo Hitting. You'll get the best bat suited for you. Check out the 2020 Louisville Meta, DeMarini CF, Easton ADV, Rawlings Velo, and more. All 2020 bats ranging from USA, USSSA, and BB Corps. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2019 is almost over, and we're in the fourth quarter. Like the Clemson Tigers, it's time to finish strong and leave no doubt. Bennett Equipment has fourth quarter specials on link belt excavators that will make the competition wish they'd stayed home. For digging, clearing, or forestry mulching, Bennett and Link Belt are the team to beat. Visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, act now. Edwards Auto Sales has all your year-end savings. Save over $5,750 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. 2019 Ford Escapes reduced over $5,000. If a nice certified pre-owned Ford is what you're looking for, we have cars, trucks,